sport in the West Midlands on BBC WM 95.6.
With Steve Herman.
Well, it was a busy night on and off the pitch for our teams. Villa the busiest on transfer deadline day with three in and four out. Steve Bruce's side lost 3-0 at Dean Smith's Brentford last night, but later confirmed the signing of Scott Hogan from the Bees in a deal potentially worth £12 million. They've also signed Welsh international left-back Neil Taylor from Swansea in a swap deal plus cash in their favour for Jordan Ayew. A brutally honest Bruce wasn't really in the mood to talk about those deals, though, after their defeat at Griffin Park.
You know, that's three or four or five now where, away from home, that I come out and I have to apologise. That's arguably the worst, certainly in my short tenure here. And, you know, there's sometimes in your career where you feel embarrassed. That ranks up with one of them. You know, we were totally abject.
Bury youngster Jacob Beddo has also arrived at Villa Park, while Ashley Westwood left for Burnley for a reported £5 million. Kevin Toner, who had a loan spell at Walsall earlier this season, has been loaned out again, this time to Bradford. And Ross McCormack has managed to get out of his driveway to join Nottingham Forest on loan. Albion secured the loan signing of Mark Wilson from Bournemouth and rejected a £30 million offer from a Chinese club for Solomon Rondon. Baggies head coach Tony Pulis spoke to us about Wilson after their 1-1 draw at Middlesbrough in the Premier League.
We needed cover. You know, we've got 16 senior players at the moment. Mark Wilson now makes that 17. So, but he gives us cover. He can play anywhere. I've had him at Stoke. He can play anywhere along the back four. And he can also play midfield if you needed him to.
As for Wolves, they sealed the signing of a long-time target of Paul Lambert's, Ben Marshall from Blackburn, for a fee believed to be less than £2 million. Lambert revealed the deal to us after seeing his side win 3-1 at Barnsley in the Championship, thanks to goals from Courtney Hawes and a Dave Edwards double.
He can play in defence, he can play anywhere across the front, so you're getting versatility there as well. Really good player, really good footballer, and he'll be a welcomed addition to the squad, but I know exactly what he can do. And you probably know yourself, with the results that are happening at the minute, he's going to have to fight to get in.
They've also let João Teixeira go out on loan to Nottingham Forest. Blues sorted out loan deals for Watford's Bromley-born striker Jerome Sinclair and Arsenal defender Christian Bielik. A rather miffed David Cotterill, who revealed his disappointment on Twitter at being told he could leave on deadline day, has been loaned out to Bristol City. On the pitch, Gianfranco Zola's still searching for a first win in charge after 10 games. They lost 1-0 at home to Reading.
I was proud of the players because they gave everything, every single bit of energy they had in the body, they gave it. And I feel sorry for them because they didn't deserve that.
Meanwhile, Blues youngsters Reece Brown and Viv Solomon-Ottebor have been loaned to Chesterfield and Bolton respectively. And Walsall, whose only business was the loan signing of Wolves youngster Will Randall, go to Millwall in League One tonight. That game is live on BBC WM 95.6 after you've reacted to deadline day on the football phone-in with Franksy. That starts at 5:30.